Hey everyone, this is David Forjan of the Animal News Hour, and today I present my horror story of our experience with a trapper's trap. And I want people far and wide to hear about this horrible experience with these trapper's traps. But the reality is that people far and wide don't hear enough about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to me and my dog Annie could just as easily happen to anyone, including you, just taking a walk on your public lands here in New Mexico. I don't enjoy reliving this experience. It was horrible. But we want to educate people far and wide about this cruelty, and then maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, violent, barbaric traps forever. I was walking my dog Annie 3 winters ago, off-road. We were walking on a grass median between the town recycling center and the town airstrip on public land. There was snow on the ground. Annie was on a leash. And at one point, I see her sniffing the ground. I'm thinking nothing of it. She always sniffs the ground. Till I see her picking up something that looks like meat out of the snow. I was about to stop her, because there's lots of poisons out there. I always stop her from trying to eat anything off the ground. But before I could stop her, in a flash, I see these two jaws pop up out of the snow and the sand. Excuse me, I remember thinking, funny how fast the mind works. I remember thinking it looked like the movie Jaws when the great white shark was coming up out of the water with its jaws wide open. But in a zillionth of a second, those jaws of a trapper's trap clamped on Annie's back leg, and she went berserk. She was running this way, she was running that way, this way and that way, but she can only run a few feet either way because of the trap and the leash. And she was screaming, running back and forth and pulling and screaming. She was out of her mind. Hurts my heart still to this day, remembering that screaming she was doing. I thought, I'd better get this off her in a hurry. She's in agony and screaming and crazy, and no one was around, and I was not going to leave her alone there, and I couldn't watch her go on like that. Of course, all I have to do is just pull the jaws apart. So I grabbed the trap, trying to open it while Annie was pulling this way and pulling that way and that screaming. And I'm trying to hold it still, and she's pulling and screaming, and she starts biting me. Luckily, I only felt the biting peripherally because I was a bloody mess when this was all over. But I couldn't pull the jaws apart. And then, thank God, I realized maybe I got to push down on that pedal thing and then open the jaws. By then, I was on the ground, horizontal. I couldn't keep my footing with the snow and her yanking me. But luckily, I got my elbow on the pedal, holding it and pushing it into the ground, and opening the jaws, and I'm pretty strong, and I still barely was able to pull the jaws open enough for her to barely pull her leg out. But thank God she did. Annie was limping, she was sore, she was swollen, and she looked shell-shocked. And then I noticed she's dotted with blood all over her blonde fur, like that pattern they call dotted Swiss. That's what it looked like. And then I looked at myself, and my hands were blood red. You couldn't even see skin on my hands. They were just blood red. Same with my face. Just blood red. My coat was covered with blood. My sweatshirt, my pants, my boots, all the snow around us was splattered with blood. And turns out all that blood was mine. I was so bloody that the EMT people wouldn't even do anything for me. They just wrapped me in gauze, left it up to the ER doctor. Turns out I had 12 puncture wounds on my hand from 3 sets of her canine teeth biting through to the muscle. I had 5 gashes stitched, 2 more should have been. I had a black eye, had scratches all over my face, and 8 more puncture wounds on my cheek where she bit all the way through my cheek to the muscle. One of those bites is the only bite I remember. I remember thinking, Annie could just rip my cheek off right now, like a wolf rips the flesh off its kill. Doctor bills cost me about $2,000, and even with that, I'm lucky the doctor was able to clean my wounds thoroughly. At least I didn't have any infection. And I'm also lucky that Annie didn't have any permanent injuries, although she wouldn't go back near ever again where we were walking that day. The trap was legal, albeit on public land, and so I had no recourse, none. $2,000 out of my pocket because someone was making money on public land, inflicting pain and agony and violence and death upon innocent animals. and upon my dog, Annie, and upon me. What an insult to God this whole thing is. What an insult to God this trapping is. And now, folks, it's time to conclude this series. And so I want you to remember all the folks that came on this show and relived their horrors. They relived their horrors with these trappers' traps. We had Peggy Norton, Steve Townley, Gene Mosley, Mary Catherine Ray, Terry Dubois, Laura Bonner, Eve, who wanted to remain anonymous. That's not her real name. She wanted to remain anonymous for fear of revenge for talking about this. And Kathleen McDonald. All of them decent, caring, compassionate, conscientious, warm-hearted, hard-working, law-abiding, model citizens, and taxpaying citizens of New Mexico. And I want that we don't ever forget the horrors that these admirable people and their pets endured. Like hearing that screaming from their pet. A fear of maybe not being able to get their pet out of the trap. Or fear of maybe having to leave their pet and have to go for help. And while they're gone, fearing that their pet might try to chew off their leg. A fear for their pet being seriously injured or if they'll even survive this thing. Fear for their own injury. The fear of when they go back out again onto New Mexico public land. The fear of revenge for speaking out. The horrors of these memories. The expense of the vet bills. The expense of their own doctor bills. And maybe even emergency room bills. And thus, all these good and decent and caring and compassionate model citizens and their pets were violated. Yes, they were violated. Violated by cruel and violent people, trappers, and the people who also allow trapping. Trappers violate wild animals, they violate decent people, they violate people's pets, they violate public safety, they violate the sanctity of our public land. All that just for their own personal enrichment. This should be a crime, folks. I am stunned that this trapping is still allowed at all, as though we haven't become civilized. I think about all the pets, all the wild animals that get caught in these sadistic traps. I could go on and on about accounts I've heard of animals chewing their legs off or breaking teeth trying to get the trap off. And I remember what our dog Annie went through. And that was only 5 minutes. And wild animals endure that sadism and cruelty and pain and screaming and pulling and running and agony and scream and pain and insanity for days, continually. I wonder how many pets get caught and then get killed by the trapper, body disposed of that people never know. I wonder how many wild animals chew their legs or paws off and wander off and die that no one hears about. It gives me shivers of cold in my heart thinking about what I know now that these animals endure for a person's enrichment. Heck, there's a zillion ways to make money other than cruelty. And I wonder what God thinks of the people who do this or allow this. Yeah, I wonder what God thinks of the people who do this and allow this, the sadistic trapping. You know, folks, I've been paying taxes for 42 years now. Federal taxes, state taxes, county taxes, school taxes, village taxes, income taxes, property taxes, sales taxes. For 42 years, I've been paying taxes now. I've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes by now. And we don't get much for it. We make our own way. We don't use much of it. But one of the things we do use is the privilege to be on public lands, the use of public lands, which is paid for by taxes that I pay. And so in my work life of 42 years, I've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes to all levels of government for all reasons. And when I want to walk my dog on our public land, I have to worry about and fear and watch out for and contend with and get hurt by trappers' traps. And I have to incur the expense of vet bills and doctor bills and emergency room bills without recourse because of a trapper who pays, what, $20 for a license, kills animals violently and cruelly and indiscriminately injures and kills people's pets, injures people, all but steals money and wildlife from our public lands. And trappers inflict this upon God only knows how many animals and how many other tax-paying decent citizens and their pets who are just out for a nice walk on our public lands. They commit cruelty and murder and enrich themselves and interfere with and endanger the lives of me and my pet and other people and their pets. And if I complain about trapping, well, I have to fear for revenge on me or my pets or my home, like Eve. This whole trapping situation is an insult to God. Like I said, this is an insult to God. And what I want to know, and what I'm going to keep asking, is exactly why is trapping still allowed? Why is that? And so, folks, I beg you all to raise your voices. Speak up and speak out and speak against these horrible, cruel, violent, and barbaric traps. Go to trapfreenm.org. That NM stands for New Mexico. Go to trapfreenm.org to sign a petition to ban these cruel trappers' traps on public land in New Mexico forever. And while you're there, there's a facility for looking up your legislators, and so you can call them. There's a phone number and an email address, and please do that for the sake of decency, for the sake of compassion, for the sake of society, for the sake of pets and wild animals. Please do that. TrapFreeNM.org. Thank you all, and bless your hearts. And when you do get through, ask that one question, please, when you get through. Why is trapping still allowed? And then let me know. I'd like to know what you're told. But for now, that's it. Thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you. Be well.